Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches More Crunches podcast. He's back. Yes, sir. We back in the building, man. Having a great weekend. Finished off the B-Day weekend with a little bit of big back activity.
Big back activity.
Ain't good this weekend. But anyway, we back on track now. But look, man, blessed to have another podcast. Just blessed to be here, man, for real, man. Just enjoying everything about life right now, bro. Can't really complain about much. Even when I can't complain, I'm not going to complain. So with all that being said, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead, hit the like button. And you're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest, the coolest, the coldest, and the dopest fitness podcast out. The funniest fitness podcast out. The most backlash, the most haters, and the list can continue. And I can stay here all day, but we got a podcast to do. So make sure y'all hit the like button. Returners, hit the like button. Playback gang, hit the like button. And before I get into the comments, and before we start this episode, another thing that about this podcast, this is the most copied fitness podcast out. Now listen, y'all know, I've been in the car spitting bars. You know, going on rants. I've been doing that. I haven't done it in actually a couple weeks, but I'm going to get back to it. But y'all know I do that in the car. Now trainers trying to spit bars in the car? With the captions on the video? And it ain't even close to being as good as my videos. If you're going to copy, you better come with some heat. Don't copy. And the video was weak, bars. That was a bar, and I wasn't even trying to make a bar. Listen, I see all of y'all, man. Get original. And all you're doing, if you copy your boy, all you're doing is complimenting your boy. So keep it up, trainers. I see it. You know, we the source, so everybody send it to me. But anyway, let's get in these comments so we get this episode started. I'm just saying, listen, I see it all. Everything gets back to the source. Don't think it doesn't. Checking in during the workout. Doing some 315 heel elevated squats for reps. Good stuff, my boy. What up, Seth? Live on a Sunday. Hey, what's good, bruh? What's good, Mike Hawkins? Where my button at?
Welcome to the show.
Live on a Sunday. Hey, Tasha, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
Tasha, you posted that one story. I thought you was pregnant. But it was your friend that was pregnant.
Welcome to the show.
I was about to say, what the hell? It's like, no, I'm playing. Jenny, what's going on? Coach Pope Fitness was good, man. Hey, Coach, wow, I seen Coach Pope Fitness at the gym. I waved at him. He had his headphones on. He ain't even see me. He ain't say nothing to me.
Nope.
It's all good, Unc. I'll catch you next time. Live on a Sunday. What up, Joe? In the hotel gym, per usual. Definitely laugh aloud as usual. Hey, that's cool. Mike said, let's go. Just had a very successful squats day. It's nice to be able to squat 374. Yes, sir. The source team truck. What up, brother? What up, Jennifer? Tasha laughing. Tasha cracking up. What's up, Shy? All right, man. Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode. Oops, my bad. Wrong button. Let's get this episode started. Hey, man. I don't know if I seen my video on Instagram and TikTok yesterday, but we got people in the gym skating. Why are you going to a gym with your roller skates on?
Nope.
Go to the roller skating rink.
Nope.
Go outside.
Nope.
The gym ain't the place for that. And then let's just watch the video before I get going off. Let me save it for y'all when y'all actually watch the video. Let's check it out. Oh, brother. What's wrong with y'all, man? What, come on, man. So pretty much here, this girl is in the gym with her skates, and she's mad that the dude is walking through her video. Now, if you look closely, you see the big-ass tire behind her. You see benches behind her. You see all types of gym equipment behind her. What is going on, man? And if you got the tripod, don't get mad when somebody walks through, especially if you're doing something irrelevant like this.
Nope.
One, you a content creator, you can edit this out.
Nope.
This ain't the place for that. And listen, you're in people's way. If you're going to do that, you need to go to a corner. You need to go somewhere in the gym where it's not a lot of traffic. But you're going to put the tripod in traffic, you better believe people going to walk through. This ain't the place for that. Like I said, go outside or go to the skating rink. Y'all out here tripping.
Nope.
Y'all out here lost your mind.
Nope.
Who you think you are? Skatey Perry? Skate Spade? What's the other one I said yesterday? I can't remember. But who do you think you are? What's wrong with y'all? Andrew Skate? What's up with y'all, man? People are losing their minds, and then you're going to put this on the internet like people going to have your back. No, we don't have your back. You need to be focused on unbigging your back. But, yeah, like I said, man, bring your tripod. I'm cool with tripods in the gym. I'm a fan of tripods in the gym. I think we need people posting their workouts. If people can post bottles and spending money that they don't have, we could post workouts. But this right here is getting crazy, man. Dwayne Skate. Oh, man. Let's get these comments, man. Get her wild ass off the screen. And let's keep this episode going. And I'm killing y'all today. All good, Unc. I got my girl tuning in. She already asked why you hate brunch. I saw that clip where I said that one dude said his back was pregnant. I forgot I called it throw babies. That's crazy. And let's not get it twisted. I do not hate brunch. They say less brunches. I went to brunch. When was that? It wasn't that long ago. I went for my birthday. But yeah, I don't hate brunch. I love brunch. But you better be in the gym more than you in brunch. If you on brunch on Sunday, that's cool. You better be in the gym Monday through Thursday. That's all I'm saying. Happy before Monday, Monday day. Go to the skate rink, exactly. What in the world? Would you kick her out if you own the gym? I wouldn't kick her out. I ask her to stop first, and then if she refused, then I kick her out. She looked like Naomi Osaka's little sister with special needs. That's stupid, inconsiderate, and dangerous. You fall, bust your ass, don't complain, exactly. Skate boss, Skaitlyn Jenner. She going to fall on her boobs. Good ones, Joe. Skate Spade. I already said that, Shy. All right, come on, Shy. You got to keep up with it with your boy. Social media give people main character syndrome and the nerve to catch attitude because they walking in a walk space. Shit, crazy. What up, Marsham? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going. I just made a post about this today, about these out of shape personal trainers. Why are you a trainer and out of shape?
Nope.
I don't care what the excuse is.
Nope.
I'm not saying that you don't need to be educated.
Nope.
I'm not saying you don't need to have no certifications. You need all of that, but you got to be in shape too.
Nope.
And we talking about weight loss. We're not talking about pro sports and Olympic sports. I don't give a crap about them. We talking fitness and weight loss here. You need to be in shape if you're going to be teaching people how to lose weight, build muscle, etc. You need to be in shape. It's not even a debate. So we got this trainer here basically saying that people like me are stupid for saying that trainers need to be in shape. Homegirl thought she was in the next Roll Bounce film with Bow Wow. skate. Roll Bounce head ass. It's a motherfucker going to play the part. They got to look the part too. Exactly. But it is the 1 hour jump that has affected my wit for now. Oh, is that what it is? All right. Let's check it out, man. Personal trainers, get y'all ass in shape. Where's my butt? Where's my thing? Here it is.
If you're a fat personal trainer, you should be executed.
One of my favorite things is when the trash takes itself out. Hi, I'm Roy. I am a fat personal trainer. And I...
No diddy, you know?
My bad. I didn't mean to press that.
I've been working in the fitness space for like 7 or 8 years now, and it never ceases to amaze me the amount of toxicity there is amongst other trainers.
Us telling trainers to get in shape is not toxic.
Personally, I advocate for body inclusivity in the fitness space always. And most of that...
There go them phrases. Body inclusivity... All these dumbass phrases. Here we go.
From the fact that my own personal journey in fitness started.
Are his nails colored?
No diddy, you know.
With a severe eating disorder. IED almost unalived me, so I have no regrets about being in a larger body now. And as it stands now.
Listen, man. Sorry. I know I keep stopping it. ED as an eating disorder almost unalived you. So the extreme is to eat in a surplus so you're overweight and label yourself as a trainer. We're cooked. We're literally cooked.
Now, I don't work with clients who work specifically on weight loss goals because it's not good for my mental health. And there are thousands of other goals that don't have to do with the size.
Working on weight loss goals is bad for your mental health. Work
of your waist. I was really nervous about having a career in fitness when I put on a little bit of weight, but people flocked to me because they no longer found me intimidating. I've been featured in Men's Health magazine. I was recently in a music video about loving your body, and I'm currently on a billboard in Times Square. You can think that size inclusive and fat personal trainers want to be executed all you want, but we're not going anywhere.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man. This is the mindset right here. I always tell y'all, the more this is promoted, the fatter we're going to continue to get. It's one thing to have body positivity. It's one thing to have that leak over into Victoria's Secret models and fashion. Now we literally got this leaking into personal trainers. We supposed to be the superheroes. We supposed to be the people that change lives. We supposed to be the people that save people from preventable diseases. We supposed to be the people that help people build muscle. Life changes. Now, y'all making excuses to be fat. Y'all making excuses to be built like the average unhealthy dad bod. I ain't going to go to his page, but this motherfucker's got the typical Homer Simpson dad bod. That's the new standard. That's the new standard. And because I'm not rocking with that and other trainers not rocking with that, it's something wrong with us.
Nope.
We're cooked. Don't listen to that bullshit. Don't listen to it. It's getting crazy out here, man. I mean, come on, y'all. oh, brother. Oh, yeah, Joe, you're right. Hold on. I got you, Joe. I got you. I got you. Hold up. I got you.
If you're a fat personal trainer, you should be executed.
One of my favorite things is when the trash takes itself out. Hi, I'm Roy. I am a fat personal trainer. And I'm...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Real talk. Shut up. Shut up. I forgot I had that button, Joe, because it's new. Real talk, oh my God, you were right for pushing that button. The nails are painted, okay. I thought the nails were painted.
No diddy, you know?
That's all you need to know. Listen, seeing a pattern here, not going to call out the pattern unless one of these people piss me off, but you see the pattern. If you don't get the pattern, continue to watch the show. If you watch the show, you know the pattern. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Being and staying big is toxic. Exactly. My bad. I didn't mean to press that. Sure, Chris. That dude is clearly a member of Rainbow Coalition.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
Oh, yeah. I think I meant to press this button.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
Oh, no.
My car shake when I get in.
That was the wrong button. I didn't mean to press that. Body inclusivity defies the purpose of getting in shape. Body inclusivity, ninja, please.
Nope.
He been fat.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
He been fat and gay his whole life. His car shakes when he get in. The car is twerking as he's doing that video.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
You don't work with clients on weight loss goals. No, because it gives him it's bad for his mental health, Jenny.
Nope.
That's what he said, Jenny. Jenny, white people taking the L today.
I'm not going to say don't think what I ain't peeped that, Jenny. What people...
Don't think I ain't peeped that, Jenny. There are weirdo raptors that have their nails colored two birds of a feather flock together, it seems. I guess, man. That shit, I'm never going to understand. I can't understand why can't fat personal trainers follow their own advice, like what's the problem, and they expect people to listen.
Nope.
Ray, you're not a personal trainer. There's also no such thing as body inclusivity. There's healthy and unhealthy, and clearly you're unhealthy. P.S. You're not fit. Your mental health, the fuck? What about your clients, dumbass? He don't care about his clients. He wants the attention. He wants the attention. That's why he's a big back personal trainer.
Big back activity.
What do people say? Larger body, like it's a vehicle or entity they can't control. The execution comment was out of pocket, though. Yeah, it was wild. I'll give you that. Like I was given a larger body. Now you ate and created a larger body. Exactly. If you are a gender neutral male personal trainer that normalizes being fat while wearing blue nail polish, don't watch the podcast. Why do big back white people always have this fast talking, explainy way of talking? The upspeak, the woke speak, the I know you are, but what am I level jokes. It's practically its own dialect. I know exactly what you're talking about. We see that often on this podcast. Jenny, can you explain that for us? We're waiting for an explanation. Jenny, thank you. Now they saying doctors don't need degrees because that's qualification shaming. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Nope.
That button is crazy. You talking about this button? Hold on.
Working in the fitness space for like 7 or 8 years now, and it never ceases to amaze me the amount of toxicity there is amongst other trainers.
You talking about this button?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Perfect button? Nah, he's not getting the perfect button. I ain't pressed the perfect button in a minute.
Perfect.
He don't get the perfect button. Disassociation mechanism, if they say that, it helps them forget they are fat. Yeah. That, like, this right here is insane, bro. We're in a mental health. Not only are we in an obesity crisis, we're in a mental health crisis. People are just, it's too delusional. Ray was not given a bigger body. You developed bad eating habits and lack the discipline to change your body.
Let him cook.
Bro, like I've said before, you post info, they hate you. They have pronouns and say the bullshit. Of course, folks going to listen. Shaking my head. Another white person L today. Yep. Sorry, Jenny. Bad for his mental health because it reminds him he's bullshitting. Yep.
Bullshit?
Jenny said.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If he's a trainer, so is Dank DeMarco.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, that's crazy. Dank DeMarco. Hey, make sure you hit the like button, man. And the big back black people have to speak in Ebonics. Do y'all remember the video of the black girl in Planet Fitness? And they was it was three black girls. They was in Planet Fitness drinking wine. They literally were not speaking English. But let's not go there before they cancel me today. They already tried to cancel me about black women earlier today. Notice that home person has on glasses too. Of course, there's a pattern. That was definitely a pattern. LOL, Jenny in the gym. I don't think these people like her because she's oppressive and part of the patriarchy. I don't know, some weak shit they be saying with the funny glasses on. Very zesty.
No diddy, you know.
If he's a trainer, think DeMar's gonna be a stripper on P-Valley. Ghetto as fuck. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Killing y'all today. Let's give him one more shut your BA up.
Definitely, I advocate for body inclusivity in the fitness space always.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Don't come here talking about some body inclusivity and you've been at the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You've been at the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
The drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
the drive-thru.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Don't come in here with that body inclusivity shit, man. All you do is eat.
You gotta eat.
No pain in nails ninja can tell me anything. I second that. No, Dank is a main character on this podcast. She's not going anywhere. Thanks for the visual. My bad. I meant to shut your bitch ass up button. It's a perfect button. Oh, okay. All right. Well, either way. Yeah. You know, we got it. Pray for the vet. Zesty trainer with blue hooves. That's crazy. And now his back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
I was about to say something crazy, but that would have been a wild pause. No diddy.
No diddy, you know?
ED or over or under eating, guess which one? Hey, yo. Sucking at games, Dank can't catch a breath either. Surprised he hasn't broken the internet. I'm trying to figure out how you a trainer. And look like, though, do he? Yeah, he don't work out. Cheeseburger making y'all fat, stop eating it. Painted nail ninjas. He probably tell the dudes he meet on them apps that just because his fupa big, man, that don't mean he can't see his cat.
Bitch, that become my fupa big, bitch.
Hey, let's keep it going, man. Hey. Oh, Jenny. Jenny, you're taking another L. Sorry. Jenny, you're taking a lot of L's today. This is probably the podcast with the least amount of black people we've had. I don't know, but sorry, Jenny. They always say personal trainers are the problem. They say personal trainers be too horny.
What?
They say personal trainers always trying to smash somebody's wife.
What?
They say personal trainers always trying to break up relationships.
What?
But this woman here admits how she feels about her trainer, and she's married. Let's check it out. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, brother.
We'll admit, though, that I have a problem with personal trainers.
Why? You don't like them?
No, I've had a personal trainer a couple times in my life, and it doesn't matter what they look like. They can be not attractive at all, but I find myself just getting a bit, like, it's something about just.
Y'all hear that? Let's keep it going.
Hold. Like being told what to do with your body.
Okay.
Like, I guess. And like maybe it's like it's that they have to intervene.
Like bend over. Do one more. One more set.
I was about to say.
Heavier.
This is
all I'm gonna say is this. If that was my wife doing that, serving them divorce papers.
Give me five more squats. Yes. Is that what turned you on to
this
do?
This is a confession that we did not expect yet.
No,
today.
Sorry. You guys go.
Personal trainers across Toronto, you make a phone call. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Y'all always mad at the trainers, but you see who initiated. Now, I'm never going to condone breaking up a marriage or messing with somebody's wife, but you see that these women be flirting with the trainer. This is a married woman at that. So imagine what the single ones be doing. We don't have time for that. We trying to get this bag. And y'all trainers falling into it. Get your shit together. All right? It's going to mess your bag up. It's women out there you don't have to talk to. It's women out there you can talk to. You don't have to talk to your clients. Let's get in these comments because I know y'all going crazy. We're going to look at the video again. We're going to look at the video again. Oh, Lord, I think we read that. He trains his mouth to eat 16 times a day.
Strike three, you're out.
It's Sunday. We're not doing that today. My fupa big bit. Who speaks like that? Oh, a woman that didn't even graduate high school. Of course. Poor Jenny. Hang tough with the deluge of white big backs. Damn it, Jenny.
Nope.
I need a damn it, Jenny button. She likes being told what to do. That's what she said. She definitely ain't loyal. That marriage is in trouble. That husband is a simp. So you telling me her husband is Bart Simpson? You telling me her husband is Homer Simpson? Is that what you're telling me? He's a simp? All right. You know, white people... I don't have that, but I got this.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
She ain't wet from sweat. Oh boy, another white girl L. Come on, ladies. Yeah, Jenny, sorry. Now let a man say some shit. She said it'll be World War III. It's the double standard is crazy. She is a 304 who is weak for personal trainers. She got her husband out here looking goofy, and he do look goofy. I Googled him too. Stop the cap. She has wet dreams about Chris and me. Hell yeah.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Not today. We ain't doing that shit today. We're not doing that today, man. She's not for the streets. She's for the suburbs. The bald black dude look like, ooh, that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's
Popeyes. I will admit, though.
Hold up. You talking about this ninja?
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes. Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
You know he fresh from Popeyes. What this ninja talking about? Dang, Michael Hawkins. Doug Palmer, he probably doesn't necessarily makes him a simp. He probably just ignorant of what she's doing. Yeah, that's solid. A real housewife who's bored. You know, Karen, big spider in the building. Her husband go 50-50 and was in the last video. Hi, my name is Ray. I gotta get that vibe. Hi, my name is Ray. I'm a body inclusivity personal trainer. Her husband ain't got himself nothing. She wants to be submissive to a dominant trainer. See, Marty Fit, we're looking at you. You're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't put me in that. Ain't gonna have no husband about to crash out. Take me out of here. Over his wife. Jenny, get your girl. Her husband is a stepdaddy. Hey, yo. O.J. Simpson. She better be glad her hubby isn't O.J. Simpson. That's what I'm saying. I don't do that. Marriage? No. After seeing that clip, he might meet O.J. He might be O.J. Simpson. Hey, yo. What?
What?
If my girl watching this part don't wind up like Nicole Brown Simpson, y'all wild. Lord have mercy if she sees... Tool, her poor hubby. Hey, yo. Hey, y'all gotta proofread these messages, man. Y'all got me reading all these typos, man. Y'all up here got me reading like
a net beat to the beat.
I don't know what I'm saying sometimes. You know she was a demon on her college campus back in the day. The ball guy looked like his voice would sound like that too. Oh, that's crispy. Yep. Boyhead dude knows her husband and is trying to warn him on the low. I don't know, Chris. She might be in your DM soon. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. She ain't going to be in my DM. Black dude is a product of Ben and Roe Barbers. Oh, tune. Oh, yeah. Hey, her eyes on her face look like she's trying to run away from each other. Hey, yo, let's look at it one more time, man. We're going to keep it moving, man. Y'all funny as hell.
What they look like, they can be not attractive at all. But I find myself just getting a bit, like, it's something about just being told.
Just spit it out. What are you trying to say?
About just, like, being told what to do with your body.
Okay.
Like, I guess. And like, maybe it's, like, it's that they have to intervene.
Like, bend over. Do one more.
Ooh, she said bend over. Yeah, boy, you better be careful with the women you're choosing out here. I'm killing y'all today. She said she wanted the trainer to tell her to bend over. That marriage is cooked. Call me shallow. Call me whatever. You're not married. You don't understand. I don't want to understand. I'm not about to be with no woman that's saying she want her trainer to tell her to bend over. Listen, man. Yeah, woo. Boy, y'all better than me. That might be Adam 22's wife. Exactly. That's my favorite button. The girl who can't talk.
A net beat to the beat.
She a big nose cheater. Ben and Roe Barbers, is that a DMV thing? You guys talk about it all the time. Jenny. Yeah, is that a DC thing, a DMV thing? Yeah, it is, Jenny. It is. It's crazy. Everyone on that panel found it funny. If that was a dude, good Lord. Yep. She probably has already fucked one of her trainers or at least made out and gave him a BJ. She's just keeping that to herself. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Thank goodness she's not watching your podcast, especially if Toon was here. Jungle Fever at finest. Woo. Yeah, y'all wild. Y'all tripping. Let's keep this podcast going. I'm killing y'all. What we got next? Oh, we got this girl here. She went to the doctor and doesn't want to step on the scale. Jenny, another one. We're cooked.
I would actually prefer not to be weighed today.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Right. It says, showing you it can be easy to ask to not be weighed at the doctor. This is my thing, man. So if the doctor ain't weighing you, let me get this off of here. Oh, let's look at it one more time.
I would actually prefer not to be weighed today.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Right.
So this is the thing here. If the doctor can't weigh you, I know you're not weighing yourself at home. And you're probably not weighing yourself at home because you're aware that you continue to gain weight. So if the doctor can't weigh you, you don't weigh yourself because you don't want to acknowledge the fact you're gaining weight. Who can weigh you?
Nope.
How do you go through life not knowing how much you weigh?
Nope.
Is that not an issue?
Nope.
Is obesity the leading killer in America? Yes. Does it lead to a lot of preventable diseases, meaning that you can prevent your obesity with your lifestyle and habits? Yes. So knowing all of this information, and you going to the doctor where they can tell you, hey, your blood pressure high, you got to get it together. Hey, you on track for diabetes. Hey, you XYZ. You going to tell them not to weigh you?
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Nope.
And that's why we got the most obese women we've ever had, the most obese society we've ever had, because we don't like to face the truth, because it's mean and it's not body inclusivity, whatever that shit was.
No diddy, you know?
That old boy said. It's getting crazy out here.
I would actually prefer not to be weighed today.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I don't know if I have any, I think, is Marsha, you in the medical field? I don't know how many medical field people are in here, but y'all doctors soft as hell. I'm sorry. Y'all doctors are soft as hell. That's the place where you should weigh people. And it should be a non-negotiable. If you don't want to step on the scale, I can't help you. Because go to somebody else. That's ridiculous, man. And I don't care, bro. I've gotten in arguments with clients because they didn't want to step on the scale. If you are living your life right, if you're active, if you're eating somewhat healthy, the scale isn't going to freak you out when you get on it. But the fact that you don't want to get on there is showing that you're living your life wild with zero discipline. You're lazy and you're not on top of your shit. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's get in these comments. And y'all going crazy in the comments. Let's see where we at. Where we at? Her eyes. Did we do that? Yeah, we did. We did that one. It's crazy. Everyone up. Yep, we did that one. We did that one. Whoopi Goldberg needs a trainer to tell her what to do. She needs something. But I ain't training her. You know there's a ninja looking at her going, your folks not doing good enough. Yeah, Jenny's taking an L tonight. But in all seriousness, the well student-instructor dynamic can cause attraction. Oh, man. I've heard a strength and conditioning coach at college say it happened to several times with female clients. Oh, brother. She didn't want to see the truth on that scale. Nope.
Nope.
Big back Karen is in denial about her big backness.
Big back activity.
The scale is kryptonite to fatties. That's fat shaming asking not to get on the scale. Hey, yo. If they can refuse to be weighed, we can refuse to pay their medical fees through our taxpaying dollars. Uh-oh. Let's get political, CC. It's like, nah, let me stop. I'm chilling today. She wants to be able to tell people she's only about 213. Instead, that's actually 260. I would have canceled her appointment if she refused to weigh herself. Yep. Why the F you there if they can't assess what's wrong with you? Stupid as fuck. Exactly. hottest soul. Respect, Chris. Keep getting them with the truth. A nice young lady that I work with died recently of pneumonia. Big, about 5'8", 300. See, that's what I'm talking about, bruh. Well, first of all, hottest, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you for the support. But 5'8", 300, that's crazy. Shout out Hottest Soul for the support. That's what I'm talking about. But you had to take her weight, though, right? Or did she refuse? Let me stop, because I don't want to be insensitive about that situation. You know that obese white woman is a snow bunny. You know that obese white woman is a snow bunny, too. That's crazy. I wonder why. Maybe it's because you haven't lost the weight like you're supposed to from your last visit. Then we hear the diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Or this body inclusivity nonsense. Yep. If anything, I've seen patients ask for kilograms instead of pounds. Jesus. Doctors don't want to lose patients by offending them with facts about their health. Soft-ass doctors. Soft-ass doctors. If she goes to Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas, she can get a free meal if she weighs more than 350 pounds. I'll bet she'll get on the scale then. That's a bar. They won't get on the scale at the doctor, but they be quick to get on that Heart Attack Grill scale. Shit, let me get on there. Y'all be quick for that to get on that. See, Marty, doctors and nurses have gotten formal complaints from people due to people feeling harassed over their weight. Now they steer clear unless patient brings up their weight. I'm sorry. I would have to get a new profession, bruh. Because, like, you're not helping people. If somebody 300 pounds at 5'3", I can't tell them they 300 pounds and that's what's causing their shortness of breath. That's what's causing their heart beating fast as shit in the middle of the night. Come on, man. Let's see. Big back, big belly, fat face, 2.5 chins. I'm going to say she 278. People put 93 in their car when they need it, but put anything in their body bad for you. Yep. Hottest soul. That's sad. Exactly. She did that scale a favor by not stepping on it. She would have broke the scale. Had a nice personality, but couldn't control the eating. Yeah, that's sad, man.
Nope.
Sad. Hate to see it, man. Oh, rest in peace to her. I just came out of coma from gender reassignment surgery. Did Kamala win? Koi, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Koi, Kaho, you got to go. Because you ain't... It's inevitable. Hormones are raging at the gym while working out. Some female client is going to find a male trainer attractive. Oh, man. I think I need new insurance. I told doctor I wanted to lose 20 pounds of ugly fat. He told me to chop off my head. Yeah, Koi, you got to get out. Koi, keep it up. I'm going to have to mute you. Keep it up. 5'3 at 300, you're going to look like a big meatball.
We do not care.
You are going to look like a meatball. Mark, have you seen the video Chris posted about that Heart Attack Grill? It's crazy. It's wild. A scale a day will scare the grizzly bears away. Seth, that's stupid. If you don't know how much you weigh, you won't take your health seriously. Yep. Yeah, Koi Kaho got to go. Koi Kaho got to go.
Strike three, you're out.
Now, obviously, you still have to be professional regardless of female clients' attraction towards you. Yeah, man. All right. I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep this episode going. Y'all funny as shit. We got this girl here, big girl. She a big Jenny community girl. That was terrible. Reverse racism. Big Jenny community girl. Oh, she says you don't know what she ate. You don't know what she ate. Let's see. Oh, we got some more. I agree, but they don't like broaching the topic of people being too fat. Now they just give you medication and keep it pushing. Facts. Hence why so many people want Ozempic. The scale will become an obstacle because of lack of use if this keeps up. Yep. Let's check out this girl. She said, you don't know what she ate. Where's my video? Here it is.
I'm just going to rant for like 2 seconds. I don't do this very often, but I want to today. I want to rant I'm so sick and tired of people coming on my account being like, when are you going to address your diet? Y'all don't know what I eat.
I know exactly what you ate. I know exactly what you ate.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You ate a whole bunch of them.
I don't make that much food content. I don't talk about what I eat. And frankly, you are not here watching me put food in my mouth. So
We're looking from the chest up, not even a full chest up. And I know your habits are awful.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
These big backs get so mad talking about, you don't know what I ate. Well, I know what you didn't eat. I know what you didn't eat. I know it wasn't lean protein, fruits, vegetables. I know you wasn't increasing your water intake. I know you ate a whole bunch of
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
I know you ate a whole bunch of
You go fry some chicken, you
You ate a whole bunch of that. That's why them ankles fat.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
How do you know what I'm eating? You see my body size and you make a lot of assumptions, but you don't know shit. Also, I'm in a slight flare up. Can you tell? She got those red cheeks, which means my immune system is pissed.
Some of you don't allow yourself to enjoy potatoes and it shows. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So this is the same woman that said we don't know where she ate. Sucking at games. All of y'all people with sensitive eyes that be complaining, get ready. Get ready. This is the same woman who said we can't tell where she ate. You know some ninjas loving that.
God damn.
You know some ninjas seeing that. They like,
damn.
You know she a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
You got to be a big dog to pick her up.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
This right here is crazy, man. This the same woman who said we don't know what she ate. Clearly, you don't. I don't have to watch you eat to know that your lifestyle is trash. I don't have to watch you eat to know that you're not consuming mostly whole foods. I don't have to watch you eat to know that you're consuming a lot of processed foods.
Nope.
Probably a lot of alcohol.
Nope.
Probably not drinking a lot of water. Probably drinking a lot of juice.
Nope.
High sugar juice.
Nope.
Anything related to Big Back.
Big Back activity.
I know you're ordering a lot of cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
I know if you fall, your leg gonna go out.
My leg went out.
I know you're back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
I know you're eating a lot of bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
Ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting crazy out here. You gonna sit here and tell us that we don't need to be worried about what you ate? Or we can't tell you what you ate? I'm making assumptions? Well, our assumptions are correct.
Let him cook.
I don't know what's wrong with these people, but we killing y'all today. Let's get these comments.
Dom DeMarco.
Here y'all go. Y'all going ham in the comments again. Oh man, I'm pretty sure I can effing guess. I know what she didn't eat. She didn't eat less. Okay, CC. The minute the video came up, I looked at Jenny. Chris, I need a non-white girl video tonight. You got some later, but we got some more white girl videos tonight. The big Jenny community. Reverse racism. You ate everything, Jenny. Hey, yo. She's a closet eater. Pause. Hey, yo. What in the world?
No Diddy, you know?
It ate one of them hind quarters of heifer cow. Yo. Hey. Koi Kaho. You eat Popeyes, Wendy's, McDonald's, and a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers. We know.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
I love the crappy attitude she putting out because she didn't want to be weighed. Ignorance is not bliss. Denial is deadly. She looked like one of the Hanson big ass Mbop. Oh, whoa, whoa. You gotta send me that, Seth. You gotta send me that one. I don't know that one. My 135 self is in pain over here. Ben ain't got a neck talking about I don't know what I eat. But you eat everything. That's why her fupa big.
Bitch, that because my fupa big.
You eat anything in a box with clear wrappers, Lil Debbie became Big Deborah. Bars. She eating too many potatoes, and it shows. I know she didn't eat clean. I know she ate 10 White Castles for $9.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
We know it. She eat everything. She ate that red mushroom in Super Mario. Made her bigger. You ain't eat vegetables, fruit, lean proteins. You ain't drink water. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We're her knees. She ain't got none. Bacon has its own oil. Neck having ass.
Bacon has its own oil.
She definitely got a bacon oil neck. We enjoy potatoes. We just don't fry them and eat them by the pound. Look at all them delicious loins. Koi Kaho gotta go. I'm about to throw up uncooked big back whole chicken.
Big back activity.
She don't want a big dog. She want a forklift.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
One fall, she bedridden. Just get even bigger. 600-pound life having ass.
My leg went out.
I'm sick of this shit. I need to join the army or something. Doctors can't be bothered with potential lawsuits or complaints. Ah, that's what that is. Okay. Look like a boiled whole chicken with a two-piece. Fat cascading between her thighs like cottage cheese waterfall. Ugh. Shit like a big busted can of Graham's biscuits. Not facts. Did you see that she just some lipo done on her arms after doing her legs? I will not be surprised if she gets her chin done next. Chan did not see that. I don't know if you got me on social media, but send that to me, please. We need an update. She proud of being out of shape. She's so proud of being out of shape that she dances. Snowland whale. A boiled chicken with the skin dropping off. I don't know, Jenny. You can't catch a break tonight. No, Jenny's not done yet. We got more Jenny coming up. We got more Jenny coming up.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Marty, do the white people have a big back team like the sisters at Alabama State? That's a great question. I got to do that. Because I reacted to Alabama State, I got to do the white girls too. I got to see if I can find one. And y'all know, if I didn't get canceled with the ninjas,
I'm not going to say
the black
what
people,
race, what people.
I ain't get canceled with the black people. I might get canceled with the white folks. White folks don't play that shit. But I'm still going to do it if I can find a team. I'm going to take the chance. On Women's History Month, she got to eat.
It gotta eat.
She gonna keep eating and sound like my favorite button. A lot too not big. I don't even know what button that is, bro. She did a photo shoot on the beach in a bikini. You know what's crazy? If she lost weight and build muscle, she would have a nice figure, to be honest. Uh-oh. SAG.
God damn.
SAG said he could see it. He could see in the future.
God damn.
SAG being thirsty.
God damn.
I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going.
The
Kansas State Big Back Beckys. We might have to find that. I don't think white schools is having that shit, though. Only black schools having that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
White people ain't celebrating that shit, but black people going to celebrate that shit.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Tell me I'm lying. So we got this. We got another Big Jenny community. Basically, she's saying that guys are sliding in her DM. They ask her out. She says no. And then they insult her with fat jokes. I'll give my commentary at the end. Let's check it out. Here it is.
You want to know just what's about men is a lot of times they'll come in on my lives and they'll be so thirsty and they'll be like, I want to take you to insert chain restaurant here. And I'll be like, I don't go on dates to chain restaurants, especially
if you don't go on dates to chain restaurants. How that back get big?
Big back activity.
But that's besides the point. Let's keep it going.
Not first dates. Some women don't do coffee dates. It's just a different standard. Every woman has a different standard, and that alone.
I know fit joints that'll go to a chain restaurant though. Let me chill out, though.
We'll get them so pressed that they'll resort to fat shaming me, calling me names. Good luck being single forever. You're never going to get a guy with that attitude. You're just a stuck up fat bitch. 5 seconds.
Well, I'll say this. Those are the type of guys you attract. And if those guys are insulting you with fat jokes after they get rejected, that means they just wanted some BBW buns.
Nope.
They're not going to call no fit girl that if they get rejected.
Nope.
That means they probably thought you were easier because they wanted some BBW buns.
Nope.
I'm just telling the truth, and you know I got to go. Don't get mad at me. Let's keep it going.
5 seconds ago, you were wanting to take me on a date, but that's besides the point. I would rather take myself, my fat ass, to a decent restaurant, pay for that meal with my own money.
Oh, brother.
Rather than putting up with a guy who can't put in the 5% effort to go and find a decent restaurant that will likely cost the same amount of money as a goddamn Cheesecake Factory. I don't want to go get bottomless french fries with you at a Red Robin. You can find a different bitch for that, Connor. I'm good.
Well, if you was bomb and you had your body right, no dude would be asking you to go to Red Robin. I'm going to say this, man, and we will come back to this video. I get online. I see baddies complaining about ninjas being broke. They demanding to go to these certain type of restaurants. And listen, if that's her, what she demands, fuck it. You know what I mean? That's cool. Let it slide. You look good. I'm sure it's a dude. You can find a dude to take you there. Might not be me, might not be Spider-Mo, but you can find a dude to take you there. And I ate some good food yesterday at a big dog restaurant, so I'm cool with it. Anyway, let me stop before I get on the tangent. I'll let the baddie slide with that, but I ain't letting the fatty slide with that. You're not about to make the same demands as the baddest out here, and you the fattest out here. Y'all let me know if I'm wrong, and y'all let me know if I'm lying. But that's just the truth. Making these demands at that size, with them thick-ass ankles.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
It's absolutely insane. You could tell me I'm fat-shaming, but I really don't care. Call me Shane McMahon. But what you can do is this.
Hold I want to know just what's... about men is a lot of times they'll come in on my lives and they'll be so thirsty.
You know what you could do?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's get in these comments and I'm killing y'all. Y'all going ham in the comments, bruh. Let me guess, dusty black dudes and some white dudes are sending her DMs. Of course. And they're talking about some... Oyakon, what's good, Oyakon? Shout out to Oyakon, man. Oyakon was one of us, like my first or second client, man. Shout out to Oyakon. Still rocking with me today, man. She lying like fuck right now, talking about she don't go to a chain restaurant. You know she be at all the chains.
It's Burger King.
All the chains.
It's Wendy's.
I don't go to no chain restaurant. That's a bold-faced lie. Definitely need to stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
She might even have some Hispanic dudes sending her DMs. And honestly, those dudes are just insecure as fuck. And quite frankly, that's real feminine to be like, well, you were too ugly anyway. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Clearly, them the type of dudes you attract. Like, if you attracting real ninjas, they not going to do some shit like that. Don't go to chain restaurants, but chain together DoorDash orders. I agree. Oh, there go Trixie. I used to take her... to Church's Chicken and a Motel 6. Hey, Koi Kaho, I fucks with it. Seth, ouch, bro. What's Seth say? Oh, he said, you got to relax. You red shirt and big back Brenda. That's crazy, bro.
Let him cook.
I didn't even see that, bro. Hey, yo, I didn't even see that, bro. You already know she easy. Hey, Marty the Barber, what's good, bro? Shout out my barber. Shout out my barber on it. Hey, you got me right, too. Got me looking clean on this motherfucker, Marty. Shout out Marty. That's the other Marty. She ain't got no choice. Let him cook. Oh, yeah, you, Dolly, I'm cooking.
Let him cook.
We do not care.
We do not care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
They asking because they guessing you hungry. She's not worth an upscale restaurant. That's my thing. Upscale restaurant, you got to be worth it. She ain't getting a rich, high-value man with that body. Connor dodged a boulder on his shoulder. I apologize for the entitlement and audacity from my community. So ridiculous. It's okay, Jenny, because our community do it too, but you just happen to be the center of attention today, your community. They have options. Yeah, okay. Stop the cap.
I'm not going
to. Oops, stop the cap. Stop that the too, cap. Though. From the Revenge of the Nerds movie, the Omega Moves can be the white girl big back team until a more recent team can be found. You know what, though, Mark? We probably can find something more recent. I think we can find something more recent. Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Jenny said,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She ain't got no equity. But nah, they violating because you big and bougie. It's one thing to have self-esteem, but she's trying to come off particular so she can be taken as seriously as the nines and the dimes. You're not that. You ain't that, baby. You ain't that big back, baby. Darling, you're not the standard. You delusional. She needs an intervention, not a date. She says she deserves it, though. Big joints are the pickiest. Have you looked in the mirror and seen yourself? You are not a five. Oh, wow. You are not even a five. If you lying, I'm flying, but Trixie looking hotter than jalapeno. You're out of here, bruh.
Strike three, you're out.
Koi Cahoe, you got one more, and you're getting muted. Please let them go. Keep the lines at Cheesecake Factory and Red Lobster short for those of us that go occasionally. I'm with you. You're not about to sit here and tell me you don't enjoy nothing at Red Lobster or Cheesecake? Nothing? But she said the ninja asked her to go to Red Robin. That's crazy right there. That's crazy. If a guy wants to take you out to a chain restaurant, he might be looking at your body and saying, she loves franchise combos. Dudes need to take her to Whole Foods to eat at the salad bar for a date. These simps and stepdads got these danks and Bennett Road 10s thinking they baddies. She a 10 down Bennett Road? That's crazy. She must not know. She part of the 3 a.m. crew. She's definitely 3 a.m. crew. You don't want nobody to see you with that. Especially you damn sure don't want moms to see you with that. Moms be like, I raised you better than that. What you doing? I tried to help that boy, but he don't want to listen. See, men who look like her don't get positive reinforcement. A guy that's her size would be told to lose weight and humble himself. She feel like old dude from Adam Sandler screaming, old Doyle rules. She's struggling to find a man, and with her weight, she needs to pick a struggle. She's struggling with both. You know, she only putting demands on the dude she really don't like anyway. She give it up to the football team captain for a free McDonald's.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, yo. I'm going to tell you this, bro. As a former D1 athlete, Ninja's hitting that. But they not cuffing it, though. Now, it's a couple. Now, I didn't play football, but the football ninjas was cuffing joints like that. That's a whole nother story. Them ninjas was tripping. Basketball team and football team running through that, but it's not a good run through that. It's disrespectful. Like they running through that, not speaking to you when they see you on campus. That's all I'm gonna say. So y'all go ahead and live that, ladies. Y'all be like that if you want to. I'm just saying you ain't gonna get the same respect that a baddie gonna get. I'm just keeping it real with y'all because I love y'all. LOL, you putting the mute button on ninjas. Yeah. Koi Cahoe might need the mute button. Only date she can get is a buffet date. Golden Corral deserving ass. So my mama asking their son, who's that fat ass breaking my couch? That's my girl. Don't talk about my girl like that, mom. My first date is a run or hike. Classic white girl stuff, but tell me I'm dumb. Nah, I'm with that. She's lying. The chain restaurants got her on a first name basis. That's why she doesn't want to go to one, because she's embarrassed. Yep. What would she do for a Klondike bar? You got to chill.
Like, I want to take you to insert chain restaurant here. And I'll be like, I don't go on dates to chain restaurants, especially not first dates. Some women don't do coffee dates. It's just a different standard. Every woman has a different standard. And that alone will get them so pressed that they'll resort to fat shaming me, calling me names. Good luck being single forever. You're never going to get a guy with that attitude. You're just a stuck up fat bitch.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Yeah, they effing with BBWs and other type of women. They don't want to be seen in public behind closed doors. And it might not just be because of how they look. They probably have an annoying personality. That's, whoo. Don't put that on us D1 football players wifing up those white hippos. Doug, I don't know where you play football at. I'm telling you, bro. It's some of them, they wife them Jones up, bro. I'm telling you, dog. I seen it. I get on the gram and see it like, man, he really wiped that joint up. Not saying that you did it. I know you didn't do it. But it happens, bro. It happens. Y'all football ninjas is wild. Basketball ninjas is wild too, but football is worse than us. Her clothes being pressed. Who cares at this point? Her bed being pressed. She talking about imaginary dudes. If it was a dude she found attractive, he could get her a burrito bowl at Chipotle and bust them biscuits wide open, and her couch being pressed, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. There's ninjas in the military who wiped them up too. Yep. She doesn't want to admit that the only dudes hitting her up are fat guys. That's a whole nother subject. All right, we on the fellas now, man. Fellas, I need an explanation. How do you achieve this build right here? How do you achieve this, guys?
I haven't even met you yet, and I'm going to pay your closing costs.
I'm talking competitive interest rates, quality build, and amazing warranties. The details are in the caption.
No diddy, you know?
First of all,
yo, that's past course, man.
Fellas. Fellas got to get it together, man. There's no need. There's no reason to be built like this. Fellas always get mad at me when I hold them accountable. There's no need to be neglecting your fitness to the point where you walk in and looking like this. Where you try to post a video promoting your real estate business and the whole comment section is talking about how you built.
Nope.
Y'all, listen, all the no diddy stuff.
No diddy, you know.
Painting nails.
No diddy, you know.
Talking like women.
No diddy, you know.
And now y'all built like women. Y'all build like somebody auntie, fellas. Like you order a whole bunch of cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Fellas, y'all built like when y'all walk through the door, all you hear is this. There ain't never an excuse for that, y'all. Fellas, this right here is ridiculous, man. Fellas gotta tighten up. Let's get it. Actually, let me leave the video up while we getting these comments. This right here is crazy, man. Where we at, man? Donuts will get you that sad-ass body. I agree. Them hips wider than mine. Hey, yo. Dude built like a black Pillsbury doughboy. He built like a single mother. I'm working hard for these kids. Built ass. That is Auntie Uncle Steve. He an uncle. Built like he bringing the sides to Thanksgiving like Big Mama. You talking about these sides?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chickens, turkeys, rabbits. You name.
Buddy, better not ever say quality build nothing ever again. I agree. Skinny jeans ain't for everybody, but they damn sure ain't for him either.
Nope.
What is that? Was that a man? I'm confused. Even at my biggest, I didn't look like this. He about to bust out them clothes. He can't breathe. And his leg about to go out.
My leg went out.
Why he low-key look like Paperboy from the TV show Atlanta? His page need to be shut down. Machete said men. Cleveland Brown's ass body. That's not a Cleveland Brown ass body. Oh, Cleveland Brown ass body. Like Cleveland Brown, the cartoon character? I thought you meant NFL Cleveland Browns. You mean Cleveland Brown, the... Cleveland Brown, the cartoon character. I agree with that. Dude from Popeye is trying to change his game. He do look like Paperboy. What the hell? Man, we got to do better than this. I think his water just broke. You know, he put that fit together the night before, like, I'm going to kill him tomorrow. I'm going to kill these ninjas tomorrow, man. He feel like Rikishi. Somehow he did it for The Rock. Those tight clothes can't hold that sloppy ass body. McDonald's Grimace Bill. Facts. His pants are tight. He got women hips. Just because his fupa baby.
Just because my fupa baby.
Imagine him showing up on Pop the Balloon Show just like that. Woo, it would get crazy. It would get crazy on Pop the Balloon, man. Hey, killing y'all today, man. Good episode so far. All right, man. We got one more. Jenny, get your uncles. Jenny, get your uncles. We got White Fight. Shout out to the White Fight. Mona. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No Diddy, you
Strike
know.
Strike three, you're out.
Mona. My bad. Mona said, I know he likes to get spanked. That's crazy. Yeah, Mona got to go with that. I told y'all, man, it's never a reason to fight in the gym. Let's check out this gym fight, man. Come on, y'all. And y'all at Planet Fitness, bro. Which I was fighting over some 30-pound dumbbells. Planet Fitness, listen, man, y'all got to do better, bro. I don't know why people be so angry in the gym, you know? Have people pissed me off in the gym before? Absolutely. But it's never going to make me want to throw hands. I mean, I just never understand that. We there to work out. What is somebody take your bench, take your machine? It really ain't that serious, bro. You got it. And most of us in there, we got shit to lose. Now you about to get arrested. You about to lose your job. You about to get banned from the gym. Possibly they talk to other gyms in the area. You about to get banned from every gym in the city. It ain't worth it, man. Come on, y'all. Everybody always want to be a tough guy. They probably on them testosterone supplements. That's probably what it is. That TRT got them feeling some type of way. Fellas, put that, man, you could get testosterone naturally. Now, if you want to get TRT, that's cool. But if that's what you got, if that's how you're going to be acting, get off of it. This right here is crazy, man. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Does Planet Fitness still have pizza? Yes. I swear people do everything but work out at Planet Fitness. Exactly. They fighting over the 10-pound dumbbells. Ratchet-ass Planet Fitness when they don't have pizza at Planet Fitness that day. Hey, yo. Is this the Zaddy version of Big Back Keisha's fighting at Popeyes? Shy, that's insane. How you get stole by a dude with a fanny pack?
Nope.
Tashy as fuck. I thought trashy as fuck. They both lost. They both took a L. Hey, but Unk ain't no bitch-ass ninja, though. Those blows look clean as fuck. Yeah, he did hit them clean. They're auditioning for WWE. Damn shame. White trashy as fuck. They was fighting over who's going to be Trump's new bestie.
Dom DeMarco. Hey,
yo, that's funny as shit. This is how dudes with the switch fight. yo, y'all funny as hell, bruh. One more time. Oh, shit, we started open. Oh, man, look at him. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, see? You see that? You see that? He wasn't, black shirt wasn't even ready. Think? Black shirt wasn't prepared. Yeah, it's over. Black shirt wasn't ready for that. Yeah, that's why Black shirt body slammed him. He couldn't throw no punches because his eyes was blurry. Because he got sucker punched. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode. What was the lady in the blue leggings doing? Let's see. Where's blue leggings at? Where blue leggings? Oh, she kicked him? Hold up. Oh, she kicked him. She must be, blue leggings must be related to the dude that threw the first punch. See, he sucker punched and his girl or his daughter or whoever that is trying to kick him low key. Yeah, they just a shady family. He got knocked out by a white dude with little legs. Threw all them punches and homie took all of them and dragged them to the ground. He had on a sleeveless shirt and no guns. Oh, it's a weight belt, not a fanny pack. It was definitely a sneak. That's Marty versus Deathstroke. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. You're out of here, buddy. I peeped Chun-Li too, trying to get some licks in too. Facts. She getting her ones and I love a ride or die. I hope my girl watching this part. Maybe, man. Hey. Marty versus Deathstroke is crazy. Hey, listen, man. I ain't got no beef with no trainers. They don't like me. Nobody likes me. I love everybody. Bonnie and Clyde throwing up at set. Hey, man, fire episode today, man. Definitely. Battle with the trainers. Yeah, I ain't battling no trainers. They be wanting to battle me. They be trying to, look, it is what it is, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Please, make sure y'all hit the like button. If you're not helping me jump ninjas in the gym, don't watch the podcast. Deathstroke would have challenged him to a twerk contest. It's 7 p.m. Friday, 95 degrees. And see, that's why we would have fought. Because if you ask me to do some dumb shit like that, I'm going to say something disrespectful. Then you're going to be ready to fight. Don't ask me no shit like that. Make sure I hit the like button, man. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. You watching here. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. Seth, tell your girl to subscribe to the page as well because we appreciate her watching. Chris, why are you pissing off all the trainers, man? You train their girl or something? Listen. No, I ain't. Uncut episode. I tell y'all why these trainers don't like me. For real. If you're a big block Becky who loves spuds, don't watch the podcast. That's interesting. If you fight over Planet Fitness pizza on a jump rope, don't watch the podcast. You already know. And if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Marty trained these trainers' girls in a stretch class. Man, listen. If you got painted nails and look like a before picture, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. And listen, man, we live again Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern. We're gonna keep bringing the heat. I got some good content on the way for y'all. And see you next live. If you're a big back trainer, don't watch the pod. Absolutely not. See Marty out here breaking up happy homes. See Marty ain't do none of that. If you don't want to get a scale, don't watch the podcast. If you are the love, the Popeyes guy in tight-fitting clothes looking like an auntie, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get bent over by your trainer, don't watch the podcast. Rona, what the hell? If you throw hands and get dragged to the ground, don't watch the podcast. Hey, man, I got to get out of here, man. Catch y'all Wednesday. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.